But what I'd really like to do is something extraordinary.
Welcome back to The Ground Level. Been away for a little while. Please continue to follow us at rumble.com and The Ground Level. You can also catch us at Spotify, Apple, basically everywhere that you get your podcasts. So let's dive right into it. Folks, welcome back to The Ground Level. I'm your host, Sean. Been gone for a little while. Lot to catch up on, especially what's going on in this state of Washington. State of Washington is an absolute fucking disaster right now. And I'm pretty fired up today. And for our small following, if you got kids in the call or in the car, might want to tune them out because you're going to hear it today. And I'm hoping that this will appeal to, you know, others that are that haven't listened. But I'm one voice here at The Ground Level, trying to broadcast exactly what's going on in Washington State. Now, there's some great people in our state, Jason Rantz and Brandy Cruz, trying to bring some light onto all the stuff that's going on here. But it's also so much going on. And it you have to pause and try to sift through it all because there's just a barrage, all these bill signings and reading through them and how many of them are just absolutely evil and corrupt. And I do mean that. And a little bit later, we're going to get into, I'm going to have my little Alex Jones moment here about what I think is really going on in this state. Whether or not it'll come to play, I don't know. But, you know, we'll get into that here in a little bit here. But first, love this little brief news segment here. And let's just talk about it for a moment. That's right. What I hate. Everybody loves to hear exactly what Sean hates, and today's going to be a fun one. And this is it. I can name them. It's not been in my nature in over the years to hate people with such a passionate fire that's at the pit of my gut, because you can see through these disgusting politicians. Jamie Peterson right there. Bob Ferguson, you know, our new governor. That snake piece of shit. This isn't just going to be an episode of me just cussing and yelling about them. I'm going to bring some information to the table of all the things that they've been doing, all these signings of these corrupt bills that are purely tyrannical. Taking away your rights. Taking away your gun rights, taking away your parental rights in the schools. That one is just mind-boggling. I can't believe what's happening in our state. You know, I grew up here. You know, I spent a lot of time in Idaho and a few other states over the years, but the majority of my life has been in Washington State. My childhood was here. Pardon me. And this all happened. I've been saying it for so long about how patient Democrats are, and they are. They're calculating. They know where to put their chess pieces. They're just evil. They're bent on controlling our lives in every aspect of it. And this crap with reparations now, if you're a Black American in Washington State. Before I dive into that real quickly, right there, Senator Patty Murray. 30 years in the Senate for Washington State, something like that, 25 years. She's a poster child of what's wrong with the federal government, with our system, really. They get in there, it's a lifelong position. There's another one, Jamie Peterson. He's our state rep, our state senator. He's the one that told, he ballsy enough, and I'll give him credit for that. He's the one that went on Fox News and said parents do not have a right to their child's medical information. I can't believe this stuff. People would have been hung 40 years ago for some of the stuff that they're proposing right now. And I just kind of wanted to, you know, right now, this just over the past couple of days has been a lot of bill signings. And let me point out a couple of these here for you. For example, it was House Bill 1296. The parental rights removed in schools. regarding medical information, treatment, or notification of crimes. They don't have to tell you now. And that includes, and every time that they brought this up at hearings, by the way, they did a lot of these hearings at 1 a.m. A lot of their hearings, they happen, they've got a system here in Washington State to where they wait till 5:30 in the afternoon when everybody's in rush hour traffic, stuck on I-5 or 405. Can't get to those. The people that go to these hearings are these pajama boy, little broccoli head pieces of shit that don't have real jobs, that can sit in their house all day, sit on their ass and just bitch and moan about nothing, stuff that when they don't have anything to bitch and moan about. But they're the ones that can go to these meetings and vote for this crap. Secret meetings at midnight, 1, 2 a.m, having these hearings. The public wasn't even aware about it. But it passed. And it really, it goes down to, for example, the example was given that if a child is molested or raped by a teacher, the school does not have to notify the parent for a minimum of 48 hours. We had an episode on this a while back where we kind of went through some of these things, talking about what was being proposed. There was, you know, a sliver of hope that it wouldn't pass, but of course, we all knew in our gut it was going to pass because it's idiotic. It's insane. Our kids haven't been in the public school system for years. Right when all that COVID crap started, we saw the writing on the wall, and we've been homeschooling, and our kids are doing great. They're excelling in their education. They're excelling in their sports. You know, when I grew up, the whole thing was if you were a homeschool kid, you know, there was a stigma attached to that. Now there's, I think it was, and God rest his soul, Dory Monson, but a few years back, he talked about there was at 1 year when all this crazy stuff was beginning, 55,000 families pulled their kids out of the public schools in the state of Washington. Now, in the state of Washington, it's so corrupt. Do you think their taxes are being lowered? They're not using that service. Nope. And I think it's average now per student, the state spends like something like $13,000 or $14,000 per student annually. That's a lot of kids. So it's just nauseating. I can't believe that we're in a world right now where anybody would even dare to throw out the idea that while my child is in that building under your supervision, something bad happens to my child. You don't have to inform me. I don't have a right to know. There's already surfaced talk about they're going after homeschool next. This is all about indoctrination. Patty Murray, Bob Ferguson, Jamie Peterson. Jamie Peterson was the one, like I said, that went on Fox. Bob Ferguson signed it into law. Jamie Peterson, he's just a Pete Buttigieg of Washington State. He's a filthy piece of shit. And I would dare him to attempt to tell me to my face that I don't have the right to my children's information. It's so on the surface, you can say things like, these politicians don't care about your kids. And that's true. They don't. And that's a great argument, but that's just surface level. It goes so much deeper than that. Why are they putting together bills like this? It's to control you. It's because, not to mention, we have a swarm of pedophiles that have entered into the public school systems. Just Google it when you get bored. Look it up. How many teachers are molesting kids now and raping kids? And in Washington State, this highly regulated union state for the teachers, that was something that came from the unions. You know, we're talking about a system that is very similar, feels like the Catholic system. We're doing everything we can in this state to protect deviants, to protect pedophiles. We don't call them pedophiles anymore. They're MAPs, minor attracted persons. This stuff is sickening. And I don't want to dive too much into that bill. I just want to kind of go over some of these bills here and tell you my theory. So there's that one first. And shockingly, You try to tell some of these parents what's going on, and you always get the, well, I'd have to see that. I just can't imagine. You can't imagine it because your person has a blue D. That is the dumbest shit. It's this worshiping of doctors, worshiping of nurses and firemen and cops. There's human beings. And there's corruption in every walk of life. Or every trade, every business, you'll find corrupt people. And that is, in my heart of hearts, because of my faith in God, that's only getting worse, and it's growing. Good is considered bad. Bad is considered good. In Washington State, disrupt the nuclear family. We need to break that down. We need to make it very so normal for two men to go and adopt a baby and raise them, or have a surrogate mother and raise them. That whole guy, that's another thing, and I really apologize about that. That's another discussion. It's not to say that a person can't have a loving relationship, a child can't have two dads, and that it wouldn't, that they wouldn't be safe. But they were just two arrested recently. Specifically went out, Nash. You guys look that up. I can't remember what state it was in, but they went out, adopted two kids, 3 and 10. Two gay guys, married, with all their little nice family pictures. They adopted these two little boys to rape them and video it and then put it online. And you can deny it all you want. You can look on Google and you can look it up on YouTube. You can see the pedophilia is through the roof in this country. And it is only growing. Case after case after case of these people. You can, man, on some of the even Facebook videos, there's a Ped Patrol, I think is what it's called. These guys that, pretend to be 11, 12, 13-year-old boys. And it is, there are hundreds and hundreds of these videos of them meeting them at Walmart and calling them out and getting the cops. How can we ignore this stuff? I don't get it. We're in the society that as long as I can watch my Netflix and as long as I can go to Costco, I just don't want to know. Well, fuck you. You're part of the problem. You are the problem right now, allowing this shit to continue, especially here in the state of Washington. The state of Washington is so fucked right now. It's sickening. And we are, my family and I, sadly, are having those really difficult conversations to decide. I think we're going to be leaving next year. I shouldn't have to. But I can't count on my fellow Americans, my fellow Washingtonian citizens, to do the right thing, to pay attention. We're catering to this small little group of people. The reparations in the state of Washington. Now, if you're a Black American, you'll get $120,000 in down payment assistance off the backs of taxpayers. So I want to break down that for a moment. You have people in our government that were never slave owners, stealing money from people that were never slave owners and giving it to people that were never slaves. Where the fuck is the logic behind that? I am so bent out of shape about this. It's infuriating. It carries on you like this disturbing weight, always picking at your neck and your shoulders while you're just trying to, crawl through your day, grind it out. You got to maintain, and that's one of the things about being a good man is pushing that stuff down, staying calm, use something like this as an outlet, get the word out. I've written my letters to Donald Trump. Trump's no saint. He's no perfect human being. He is the president right now, but there's a lot of people begging the federal government to put a magnifying glass on what's happening here in Washington State. And I get it. Every state's sovereign, but we're the United States. State can make their own constitution and rules and laws and so forth and so on. But the primary job of the federal government right now, or has been since the beginning, is to protect your rights. The Bill of Rights. Right to freedom of speech. They're coming after that. Right to bear arms. Fifth Amendment. All of them. The state of Washington is so fucked up right now. I don't know any other way to say it. Another bill here. So again, we've got the parental rights removed, pissing a lot of parents off. I mean, a lot of them. Because that's where they step too far, and it's happening in their gut. Whoa, what happened? Well, you should have paid attention. I get it. We're all busy. Everybody's exhausted, trying to get ahead. Everybody is in this world. You got to pay attention. Here I am doing our show late at night after grinding out 15 hours of work, spending some time with my family. You got to pay attention of what's going around. Sadly, not enough people do. And people should pay attention more than I do. I don't even get into it enough. Because again, we're exhausted. We're overworked. We're overtaxed in this state. There are Bob Ferguson trying to tax online dating now. This is where we're at. And we're going to get into that budget here thing in a moment. But again, sorry about that. House Bill 1296, parental rights removed. Parents are getting pissed off. House Bill 1531. This is the one with the new, the way they word it, and we had an episode a while back about this when it was just during the hearing stages. When it was just a bill and just being discussed, is basically, here's the nutshell of it. It gives the state of Washington autonomy during a pandemic, another national emergency, a medical crisis. A pandemic is what the key is. Gives them the full autonomy, according to most up-to-date science, okay? Which, again, science has lost a lot of its credit right now. There are scientists with good hearts. Again, we're not supposed to be worshiping anybody. Scientists can be bought out. They can be persuaded. They can be manipulated. Just as easily as anybody else. What, because they apply a scientific process that makes them pure? Sinless? I don't understand human beings worshiping of authority. I do. Maybe because people are weak, but that's a whole nother thing. But it's basically stating that in the event of another pandemic, they have full reign over what you have to do now to comply, which means if you're running a small business, they're going to say you got to get a vaccine or you're going to lose your business license. That's going to be across the board here. They're going to force people to ram down new products. They just had that test run, that COVID bullshit, which every time I say COVID, I don't know about you, but every time I say COVID, I still get slightly nauseated in my stomach because of that hell for those 3 years, the 2 weeks that turned into 3 years of chaos, intentional, manipulated, test run chaos. And it worked like a charm. I'm sure a lot of those politicians, including that fucking snake Fauci, they probably didn't expect it to go so well. We had people fighting amongst each other because of what politicians were saying, lying through their teeth. Pfizer, Moderna, just what monster companies those are. Billions and billions and billions of dollars. And you're telling me kickbacks didn't happen to all these politicians that fell in line? Bob Ferguson, Jamie Peterson, Patty Murray? Fuck yeah, it did. We are surrounded in the state of Washington by these evil, power-hungry pieces of shit. And I've mentioned it before, they seem like, you know, there was a time, and I get it, the weak, the picked on, the bullied, the jealous, the envious, you know, whatever you want to call it. Those that felt ostracized from society. I say that 10 times. Those that felt left out. They weren't in the cool kids club. They weren't, you know, with the, they weren't going to the prom, king and queens, you know, whatever. Whatever happened to them in their youth, they didn't get picked on the baseball team. They were always last. Nobody wanted them. Whatever happened in that generation, and most of them are my age or older, They've got power now. And that's what this is all about. They've got power and they're wielding it. It almost feels like they're seeking revenge. And all of those that they sympathize with, all the young people today that they feel are like them, they're catering to them. And this new young generation is just completely lost. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Luckily, there's people like myself and like you that, you know, raise your children right, and they can see the writing on the wall and they can pay attention to this. But there's a lot, man, they have really gotten to the people in this state. So far, we got the parents' rights being removed in the school district. Then we got the second one, 1531, which is basically giving them full reign to tell you what's going to happen during a pandemic, what you're going to put into your body. And that's a sick. I invite everybody, these numbers, if they're going to be in these show notes, by the way, House Bill 1296, read these. You won't believe it. If you're not from Washington State, you're going to read this stuff and your jaw's just going to hit the ground. Or it should. Mine has been. I have been just in this world of stress. I just want normal problems. Ah, shit, I got to pay the water bill next week. I forgot to write the check. You know, oh, man, my son broke his elbow. You know, we got to get over to the doctor. Normal problems. Pipe in the house broke. Got to fix it. Now we are constantly overwhelmed by what's next. What's next of these politicians that they're going to try to take away from us? House Bill 1321, third one on the list here. And again, when I roll through these, I'm going to point out what I think the plan is. House Bill 1321 prevents outside military services from entering the state of Washington without Governor Bob Ferguson's signature, without his authorization. Why would that be? Now, an immediate response to that that's flying out there like they do, because Democrats are good at getting on top of it. The second anybody with an ounce of critical thinking skills starts going, wait a second, why are you doing that? Well, you know, Idaho, they have a law very similar. Did you know that there's 12 actual states in the United States that have similar bills? I don't give a shit. So that's your justification, because Idaho, you see, they're real smart. They know a lot of conservatives in here in this country or in the state of Washington. Tons of them have taken off to Idaho. And they know that a lot of them love the idea of going to Idaho. Most people can't pack their family up and go. Most people don't have that kind of, you know, assets or money sitting in the bank where they can just take off and go, start over. It's really tough, especially when your children are rooted in and all that. So why would Bob Ferguson now, in the midst of all this, in the midst of the Trump presidency, the midst of all these different states that moved more to the center, if not red, because they were going, this stuff has gotten out of control with transgender and the, you know, men and women sports and just the chaos and the chaos and the chaos. And they got their answer. So why would even Gavin Newsom is now, I suspect a lot of his new moderate motives are based on because he knows what's coming. You know, he sees, and not to mention, he's probably planning on running for president. And that's why I think now he's doing this whole, look, I'm just a moderate, reasonable person. We have to make some changes. So far, parental rights removed, pissing parents off. Mandates, vaccinations that are coming because of this new bill, House Bill 1531. Gives them that kind of authority over your body. Whoa, 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 whoa. My body, my choice? Nah, not when it applies to vaccines. It's for the good of society. It's such bullshit. Why do they... I just can't understand some of this stuff. That's not true. I understand what their intent is, and that's what we're going to get to. I can't understand the mindless around here that just go along with it. Next on that, House Bill 1163. And it passed. No surprise there. They've been completely chipping away at our gun rights for about 10, 12 years now. Now you have to get a permit to purchase a firearm. Now, I've had weapons for years. One of the things to consider, well, they'll use the video of somebody screwing around with a gun being a dipshit. Gets hurt. It's understandable. Responsible gun owners, which are the majority of gun owners that purchase them, understand. What I want everybody to consider, and I know that Bob Ferguson, Patty Murray, all these disgusting snakes, I know they know this. They know that criminals don't give a shit what bills or how or laws that you put on the books. Hence their definition, they're criminals. All these new laws do is make it difficult for me to protect myself and my family. You can't get any more clear cut than that. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself. They're creating this world of chaos. To those of you that live in Washington State, you know it. Look around you. All the homeless encampments, all the junkies and tweakers and zombies walking around, the prostitution that's through there, the crime that is through the roof, drug houses all over Tacoma. I mean, they are popping up right and left because Tacoma, Washington, effectively in a roundabout way, made all drug crimes a misdemeanor and then ordered the police to make no misdemeanor arrests because we're so understaffed. Hello, defund the police. Does everybody see where I'm kind of going with this? The state of Washington, these politicians are under the entire same group. They're the same echo chamber. They're the same think tanks. A lot of them are George Soros plants. Hell, I just found out that Boise, Idaho's mayor is from Boston. You think that's not a George Soros plant? In a red state? So the permit to purchase firearms will definitely stifle you. It'll slow down your process. And right now, when you go to purchase a gun, it's annoying as it is. That's what they wanted to do, is make it so you can't. I mean, they put taxes on bullets. They put higher taxes on these gun shops. Many of the gun shops have left. Doesn't make sense to be in business now. Taxing ammunition. But here we go now. Permit to purchase firearms. So we're going to do a permit to purchase firearms. To do that now, you have to show that you took the approved course and you got to go get fingerprint and all this. This is not constitutional. That's another thing. I'm curious. I wish, you know, if you could ever go back and have a conversation with one of the founding fathers, I get, you know, many of our early people in the Constitution and the writing and all that kind of stuff were attorneys, well-educated, very smart people. I don't think they wrote this Constitution, especially the first 10 Bill of Rights. I don't think the intent was to write it where you needed to be a lawyer. And I say that specifically for the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed. How is that difficult? Shall not be infringed. And I think one of our episodes where I had Brian here, we even went over the state of Washington's constitution, which is stronger towards your gun rights. And that's than the federal constitution. But nobody knows that. Nobody reads anymore. Nobody even reads the state of Washington's constitution. You go up to somebody and you talk about the constitution, they immediately say, "We the people." It's shocking when I've asked people, they don't know that states have their own constitutions as well. The federal government is supposed to be protecting us from all this crap. And you have to forgive me, I've had a thing going on with my throat here for the past few days. So there's another one. Permit to purchase firearm that's going to make people not want to buy guns or make it real difficult in your already extremely busy lives and trying to squeeze the time in. Folks, it's crazy. So then we had Senate Bill 5041. This one was crazy. Now, this is a little bit outside of what I suspect is part of the plan, but this one just stood out to me about, you know, Washington is now the third state in the nation to give benefits to workers, to union workers that are on strike. New York and New Jersey are the other two. In Washington state, it is illegal to strike when you're outside of contract. And in fact, I'm pretty sure the teachers union, it is. I think it's illegal for teachers to strike during the school season. You know, there's the bargaining times and all that. But now what's going to stop them from striking for sure? Because they strike anyways and nothing happens. Judges around here don't order them back to work. I think that happened once about 7 years ago. But the threat of strikes with all the unions in Washington state, that's just like raining. It happens all the time. The teachers unions, the ports, the police unions, fire department, nurses union. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Construction unions, it's sickening. I was Teamsters for 15 years, and I saw it all constantly in a state of worry, shock, fear, because we may be going on strike. Well, now taxpayers are going to be footing the bill for their health benefits while they're on strike. And forgive me, not health benefits. Unemployment benefits. They'll get money from the state while they're striking instead of doing their job. I just don't know what to think anymore. Excuse me. And that was a little getting choked up because of I love my state so much. I love the people I've grown up with. I love my fellow citizens. I really do. This is such an awesome state to live in. And it's being run into the ground. You know, one of the things, too, is Bob Ferguson also just signed into effect the new budget, which is some of the highest taxes that have been in Washington state. They're like record high taxes. And here's the gameplay. He knows that the people kind of pay attention. He's got to make himself look good. So he goes to all the legislators and says, propose a bill, make it 15, 20 billion. I know I need 9, minimum of 9. Propose 15 to 20, so then I can veto that, or I won't sign it, and we'll chip it down to the 9 that I want. And the Democrats just lock and step to it, because everything is constantly trying to fool you, to keep you at bay. Gosh, look at what he did. Yeah, we have a budget problem, but the legislators wanted this much, and he stood his ground and made sure that that didn't happen. I'm no genius, and I can see through this bullshit. And this is kind of getting back to what I was going to say now, one of my thoughts. All these bills that are getting into place right now in this Trump era, Bob Ferguson, I think, sued Trump 50-some times. And see, this is a perfect example of what this show is about, being at the ground level. I'm like you, man. Working my ass off. Try to squeeze in an episode here. And just exhausted. So everybody listening, please forgive me. It's late. It feels like Bob Ferguson and all the legislators in our state, including city council members, it feels like they're putting chess pieces into place because they're really worried that something's coming. They're making it potentially to where we can't be rescued. No military allowed in our state without his permission. You're going, in the event of a pandemic, we're going to pump stuff in you, and you're going to do it, and you're going to comply. One of the questions we have is, what's next? Are they going to, when people do eventually, folks, think of this, consider this. In Washington State, there are a lot of people that have left, a lot. I mean, just thousands of people have left this state, moved to places like Tennessee, Texas, Idaho, you know, conservative states. That really doesn't bother them. In fact, they love that idea because the more that they get people like myself away, the threat gets smaller and smaller and smaller where they have complete control and dominion over everybody. They'll never have pushback. They're constantly in a battle right now. It's exhausting. Because there's always people pushing back. They got to constantly go after and stay on top of this. If they can get to the point to where it's just smooth sailing and they can just write any law, any tax, and nobody will ever know different. So they have no problem with Washington citizens that are taking off in droves. I mean, and sadly, we may be going down that path. We've talked about it several times, but again, it's just heartbreaking. And it's infuriating to see, number one, how evil these people really are. And it is evil. And that's the other thing that kills me. I said it earlier in this episode. That's what they mastered. They call Trump evil. They call conservatives evil and screaming and yelling and burning down buildings and all that. So then when, once again, I point out the moment that we then call it out, that's evil what you're doing. You're telling parents they don't have the right to know their kid was raped in a school. That is fucking evil. See, it's just, conservatives do it too. You can already hear it. I think that's my theory. We're putting chess pieces into place to get us completely locked down and submissive, keep everybody afraid. And I wonder sometimes if they are concerned that I'm being hopeful because I'm shocked President Trump doesn't talk about us. He talks about a lot of other states where this tyranny is going on, California, Jersey, New York. Washington just doesn't seem to get on the radar. Couple things pop up on Newsmax or something like that, but it is so crazy. I guess at the same time, I can see why Bob Ferguson continues to do this. Why wouldn't he? He's like, ha, we're getting away with it. The cliche, it has just become cliche. Tyranny, tyrannical. That's what it is, though. There's no other word for it. They just want to run your lives. And while they all sit in their fucking mansions, Patty Murray, Jamie Peterson, Bob Ferguson, Jay Inslee, that piece of shit. I can't remember if did I already say he's the one that moved over to Hayden, Idaho, fucked our state up and moved over there. I wonder why he chose Idaho. Look up Jay Inslee. He was another mindless Stanford dropout piece of shit. And that people just for 12 years kept putting him in there. I don't know what it is about the West Coast. The West Coast just attracts some of the dumbest people on the planet. And I don't care anymore. In Washington State, we're a highly cancel culture state. And if anybody gets a whiff that you are not towing the line of this woke ideology, they will hunt you down, tell people. It will spread like fire. I experienced it a little bit during COVID because I dared to question some of these, the vaccines, lost friends over it, you know, and I, what I mean by friends, business relationships, but folks, Washington State is just a mess. I don't know any other way to put it. And it's sad and it's frightening. It's stressful beyond belief. I just can't explain it to you how stressful it really is on myself, my wife, my sons. But we have to maintain. We have to hope things will turn around. I really don't want to leave the state of Washington. I've traveled a lot in my youth. I'm 50 years old now. And not that I'm old, but I've got a family. We're rooted. We have a business. We're structured here. And it would be just another stress, a stress that I know would the dust would settle and we would regroup. There's also that level of fear that we get over to another state and suddenly Washington flips around back to reality. Wouldn't that be the shit? Anyways, one of the things that, again, please read in the show notes today. Look at what I was kind of referring to as far as every one of the bills. I'm going to have them all listed out there. Look them up yourself, please. For my small following, please spread us around. Tell people about our podcast. We got to get this word out. We've got to get this noise out to the people in the federal government of what's going on here, the absolute tyranny. No military allowed in here. You're going to take the injections that we tell you. By the way, we're taking away your gun rights. Do you see where we're going with this? We're moving more and more. What's next? That's what my wife said. What is next? That they will not allow those. I can see them writing a bill and it passing that says, if you're not vaccinated with whatever pandemic is happening, COVID-75, who the fuck knows, but if you have not taken the quote-unquote approved vaccine at that point, I can see them having some kind of a law that says you can't leave our state because you could potentially be causing a crisis across the country. And those that would think that that sounds insane, nah, it's not. I live in a state that puts up monuments to China. Chinese Reconciliation Park in Tacoma, Washington. North Korea, they don't let people leave. I can see them playing that game when they start going, whoa, our tax money is really depleting. It's not that far off, folks. Just think about it. That, I suspect it's coming. I think that's coming in the very near future. Folks, thanks again for listening to The Ground Level. Please continue to follow us at The Ground Level at rumble.com. Please follow us. Send our links out. You can, again, hear us at Apple and Spotify, basically everywhere you get your podcasts. We want to continue to grow, and we want to make the noise of from the ground level. The show is so perfect because I'm a working-class citizen trying to take care of my family. And we get all that information and we're trying to, you know, process it the best we can while we're trying to get through our daily lives. But being here at the ground level, that's what we're trying to do, is get this information out so people will see what's happening in Washington State. Again, thank you everybody for listening to our show, and we will be back next week.